Why aren't there more women at the top of sport?
1,800 delegates from 50 countries and 100 speakers, many of them amongst the most powerful and influential people in sport, gathered in London this week to discuss the most pressing issues in sport business. But conspicuous by their absence on the stage were women. Not one of the speakers at the Leaders in Sport conference was female, despite the fact that football's governing body FIFA now has 3 executive committee members who are women, and a fifth of the International Olympic Committee's active membership is female.
So where were the women? A question for the event's chief executive, James Worrell.
It's a very difficult one. We do try very hard to get women speakers. I mean, what our goal is, basically, is to get the people who are at the top of the sports tree at the conference speaking about their issues. Fortunately, there's not enough women in sport. It doesn't reflect society. It doesn't reflect other industries. It's been a male bastion for a long time, and I think it's going to take quite a long time for that to change, if I'm honest. So it's not our job to try and address that balance. Our job is to get the right people on the stage, and we try to do that. We would love to have more women speakers. We've actually, every year, we reach out to quite a few of them to try and get them to speak, and sometimes, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We have had women speakers in the past, whether that's Heather Abatz from the FA, who's a non-executive director of the FA, but it's not easy, I'll be honest with you.
Would you ever consider a session on women in sport?
I think there's definitely a relevant opportunity to do a women in sport session or conference, because I think, you know, what I said before was that there's not enough women in sport, and that's an issue. I'm not sure you should necessarily get people to talk about sport. I think actually you should be talking about why aren't there enough women in sport. I think that would be a very relevant session. Actually, I think there should be a separate discussion around that, and almost like a separate conference around that, and just create a debate around it, as opposed to talking about women in sport in a conference which is about the business of sport, because that probably doesn't really fit. But I definitely think there should be a specialised, bespoke women in sport conference where you get people together who are interested in this issue, who can raise the profile of it, definitely.
It's interesting what you say about how it's not your job to reflect the lack of top female leaders in sport. I suppose on one side, some people would applaud you for not sort of being politically correct and crowbarring something like that in. But on the other side, some people would say, well, there are 3 female leaders in FIFA, there's another one in UEFA, and there are FA presidents and club owners and so forth. So shouldn't you make more of an effort?
Well, that's a really good question, because Moya Dodds is a great example. So she's co-opted on FIFA Exco. And before she was co-opted, before the election, I reached out to her and actually said, look, I would love you to speak. And you're very relevant. You're a lady who's played football internationally and will put women's football on the agenda. And I think that's relevant. And she's got something to say. Obviously, she's part of FIFA. But unfortunately, it didn't work for her. She's coming from Australia. It was her 50th birthday, and she had other things on at the time. So it's not like we haven't tried. You've got to pick the right people, but there just aren't enough women leaders in sport, and that's a fact, unfortunately.
That's the chief executive of the Leaders in Sport Summit, James Worrell.
Well, Ebru Kürksal is just one of 3 women to have served on the board of Turkey's biggest club, Galatasaray, in its 108-year history. She's still on the board and gave us her opinion of the all-male lineup at the Leaders' Conference this year.
Of course, I was not too impressed and happy about it, especially considering that not all the topics are necessarily related to football. We are all managing brands, and it's not too different than any consumer product or any other brand. Therefore, at least for marketing topics and communication or digital media topics, I was expecting to see some female speakers as well, but I hope that they will take this into consideration next year, definitely.
James Worrell, the chief executive of the Leaders event, says that there weren't any women speakers because there really aren't that many women leaders in sport. And he's got a point, hasn't he?
Definitely, and I've been quite vocal about this as well. I'm also the first woman to be elected to the board of ECA, European Club Association, back in 2010. But for the moment, yes, when we look around, unfortunately, women are really significantly underrepresented in the football industry. And globally, at senior levels, at board levels, presence of women are around 20% on average in Europe. And there are some measures being taken to ensure more female participation, especially at board level. But our industry, for sure, is very, very underrepresented.
I wonder, though, whether it's a case of, and I've had this levied at me before too, you know, if you're good enough, then you're good enough, regardless of your sex. You seem quite proud to keep reiterating the fact that you're a woman and that you're in a mostly male-dominated world. Do you get the point that actually, if there were people right enough to come forward and be at that conference, then they would be there?
Of course, and I've felt that, I mean, even in the first part of my career in investment banking, if you do not stand up and say, I can do this, I demand that you give me this position or this project or this job, and nobody really looks out for you. And struggle in the corporate world for women is much more difficult. And I've been recently reading the book of Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of Facebook, and she describes our kind of women so well that we sit and expect and hope that we would be discovered and appreciated, but in reality we have to advertise more like the men do and talk more about our achievements and our goals and what we hope to do in the near future and be demanding. Otherwise, it's not very easy to get the right projects your way.
And with that support, does that come from the top down as well? I'm thinking of Sepp Blatter at FIFA, for example.
To a certain extent, yes. I think both FIFA and UEFA are trying quite hard to include women. But if you look at the statutes, seat reserved for women is actually by nomination of the Women's Football Committee. So again, it's very restrictive and it's very discriminatory because you have to be part of women's football if you want to be represented at the very senior levels in football. But I completely disagree with this. I personally had nothing to do with women's football. I would support women's football, but I come from a very strong finance and marketing and management background, and I want to be present in these circles for these kinds of capabilities and not because I played football or I managed a women's football team. So I think that rule should also change, and if the top level presidents are sincere about including more women, I think it needs to be at director level to begin with, and then CEO level as well as board level.
That's Ebru Köksal, a board member at Turkey's biggest football club.